This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 30th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. And, well, having been out last week for the holidays, I've got a stack of news here to cover that I've not heard covered anywhere else, the majority of it, so I think it will be of real interest to you today. I thought about doing a little retrospect as far as, looking into all the events of 2017, but I know a lot of hosts have done that. Most everyone listening to this broadcast pretty well has a good conception of what has happened this past year. You know, Charlottesville comes to mind. There's a whole big, of course, Trump's first year in presidency, but what a year it's been. And I remember last December talking about the fact that 2017 was going to be one heck of a year, a roller coaster ride, I believe is what I referred to it as. And me and my friend Mike throughout the year talked about it several times, that it was certainly fitting that description for sure. And I have no reason to believe that 2018 will be more of the same, probably off the hook. But hey, it'll be interesting. It won't be boring, right? It'll be interesting. So we shall see. But before we get into the news, it is the last broadcast of 2017, and going through the holiday season, probably there's many listeners that can probably attest to the same fact, maybe had some of the same things happen to them through the holidays. You know, when you go through the holiday season, you see a lot of your friends, family. You know, I've got friends that I was friends with in high school. I've got a friend that we've been really close friends since, you know, riding bicycles. And having been involved in various forms of activism here locally, a lot of people want to talk to me about politics, and I find it fascinating to see everybody else's take on the information that they ingest and where they believe we reality really is, where their reality really lies as to what they think is reality in this world. And I'm here to tell you, it runs the gamut, especially when you start going through ages, younger people, their beliefs versus older people. Younger people especially, you know, pretty much turned against organized religion for the most part. They're not churchgoers anymore like you would say the difference would have been, you know, 40 years ago. But what gets me the most, I believe, is the fact that very few have come to the conclusions that I've came to, that majority of the listeners of this broadcast has come to, through filtering through the lies, listening to various radio broadcasts. I've actually become quite a connoisseur, more so than I used to be, to listening to a lot of various talk radio, and it's amazing, you know, some of the things you can learn and some of the people that are out there much more learned than I will say. And and of course, I've said it before, this broadcast has been my learning curve. This broadcast has changed my opinions, my values, my beliefs immensely. It makes me wonder, you know, was that the reason for it? Because I will humbly say that when I came to the microphone in 2008, I thought. I really thought I knew what was going on. I probably had no business even doing so, because I, you know, I knew about fluoride, 9/11, the Federal Reserve, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove. I thought I, you know, I thought I was loaded for bear. I had it together. I was clueless. I was freaking clueless to what really the reality was, and actually, I had really no business interviewing Tex Mars. I probably, you know, was not even adequate to ask questions of someone of such immense learning, but it was Tex Mars in an interview live on a local radio station that really turned my views and opinions. I ordered several books and started reading, and that's kind of I guess my 2017 look back into the past for a bit. But let's get started with the news. Next hour we'll be taking phone calls. I did try to do a little lining up of some guests, but I guess it just wasn't the weekend to do it. So we are broadcasting, but I'm having a little difficulty with the text to Sam, so that's not working. Brand new computer for Christmas, and I'm here to tell you, blew my mind. I haven't bought a new computer in, I guess, 5 years. This thing's got, it doesn't have a microphone and a headphone jack. It's got one jack, so I couldn't even hook my board up. And it's been a real testimony. Windows 10, I don't think we're moving forward. Also, I bought the movie. I want to say this quickly, and I'll get started. I bought the movie Idiocracy over Christmas off of eBay, and I had never seen the very beginning. On television, they do not play the first, I don't know what it is, I'd say three minutes or so of the actual beginning of the movie of Idiocracy. Now, why is this important? They start the movie just past this intro. I know this for a fact. I've seen the movie on TV. The intro on Idiocracy explains what happened in the movie, and it's all about genetics, and it's just blatantly open about the fact that people had lost their way and became race mixing to a very extreme extent, and their IQ levels started plummeting. Basically, I'm summarizing, but I was amazed because, one, I didn't know that there was a part that I hadn't seen, and also there's a lot edited out for television, but be that as it may. But it was a mind blower. It actually, you know, and I find it fascinating that all the things that are pushed and all the things that are taught, most of it, you know, negative, genetics are promoting the fact to the youth, and it doesn't matter what race they are. This isn't a racist comment. It doesn't matter what race they are, but promoting the fact that breeding with healthy, intelligent partners is critically important to the quality of the offspring that you will bear if you're a young woman, or if you're a young man. The choice of your mate will also have a distinct difference in the intelligence and health of the offspring that you create together. That is never discussed, taught, or you know, it's, I guess it's actually probably politically incorrect, considered taboo or whatever. But anyway, let's move on. This is no, everybody listening to this broadcast may know this, but me, but I did not know this. I found this in the Sun UK on the 20th of December. So I was not aware that this took place back in September. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I thought it was interesting. War games. Russia secretly practiced a full-scale invasion of Europe with bombing raids on Germany during Vladimir Putin's military drills. Now, I did not know that this had happened, not that we should not expect it to happen, not that if you're Vladimir Putin, you would not want to practice doing this. In fact, it's actually probably would be considered very pertinent and practical to do such a thing. But Russia practiced a full-scale mock invasion of the West, that including capturing the Baltic states, bombing Germany, invading neutral countries. It has been revealed the war drills were carried out in September and featured troops, artillery, tanks, missile attacks, naval and air force raids. Details of the so-called Zapad, which means West, exercises were revealed by analysts from two leading intelligence agencies. Bild reported they did not specify the methods used to collect intel at the time. Putin claimed the exercises were for anti-terror purposes. However, the paper reported that the drills were a dry run for a shock campaign against Western European NATO countries. They included overrunning the Suwalki Gap, a 60-mile stretch of NATO land that connects the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad with its ally Belarus. Still shots of the mock exercise. I'm not going to go into it any further than that, but I thought it was interesting. You don't get that on NBC with Lester Holt, I'll tell you that much. Now, here's another one. This is interesting. This is coming in from the New Observer Online.com. I'd like to say Daily Stormer back up inside the top 10,000 websites in the United States. You know, I think he was in about the top 5,000 before before Charlottesville and all the being kicked off of about a dozen platforms. I only say that because there is a large contingent of the youth, apparently by the millions, that are reading that website, and that's why the turnout, the organization and the troops on the ground what mobilized them for a large part to Charlottesville. But listen to this one now. If you're not aware, the Austrian government has voted in some leaders now that are opposed to the mass invasion. The ethno-state of Israel has formally announced a boycott of the new Austrian government, even though the Jewish state's racially based immigration, refugee citizenship, and marriage policies are far to the right of the Freedom Party of Austria and have their direct roots in Nuremberg laws of 1936. Now, again, this is NewObserverOnline.com. According to a report in the Israeli Haaretz newspaper, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who also holds the foreign affairs portfolio, said on Monday this week that Israel will boycott Austria's far-right ministers, instructing Israeli ministers to work only with their lower-ranking officials. I mean, isn't this rich, the hypocrisy? And, of course, this is never discussed in the mainstream media in America. A statement released Monday at the close of discussions between the foreign ministry and prime minister's office said that Israel will conduct working relations with civil servants in the ministries now led by the Freedom Party ministers, but apparently will not work with the ministers themselves. The statement added that Netanyahu has a direct line of communication with the Austrian chancellor-elect and that he has instructed Yuval Rotem, director general of the foreign ministry, to craft an official stance on how Israel will conduct its relationship with the new Austrian government. In recent years, Strach has tried to portray himself as a friend of Israel. He has promised to move Austria's embassy to Jerusalem and has supported Israel's construction of settlements in the West Bank. Well, what more can you do than that? Strach has also visited Israel at least three times in recent years, meeting with senior members of Netanyahu's Likud party and touring the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial and Museum. But on the most recent visit last year, former President Shimon Peres refused to meet with him on the recommendation of the foreign ministry. All this behavior is apparently still not good enough. According to the report in the Jerusalem Post, Ronald Lauder, president of the World Jewish Congress, which was among Jewish groups that called on Kurtz not to include the FPO in his government, was vocal on the concerns of the new coalition. The FPO is a far-right party whose members in the past have expressed xenophobic and anti-Semitic sentiments, yet it has now been charged with overseeing the interior, defense, and foreign ministries, three of the most important and powerful fields of government, Lauder continued. We have heard promises since the election that the FPO has softened its policies, but this will remain rhetoric until actual proof has been shown. The European Jewish Congress echoed this sentiment. The FPO has a long history of anti-Semitism and xenophobia, and we're concerned about the fact that they will control the government ministries. The Freedom Party cannot use the Jewish community as a fig leaf and must show tolerance and acceptance toward all communities and all minorities. In an email sent to the after the election, Oskar Deutsch, president of the Jewish Communities of Austria, wrote that the Jewish community, as well as World Jewish Congress and the European Jewish Congress, called on Kurz not to include the FPO in the next government because many representatives of the FPO, including Strach, have used anti-Semitic codes, made extreme right-wing statements, and have promoted racism. The Board of Deputies of British Jews also expressed deep concern on Monday over the coalition. The board's senior vice president, Richard Verber, said the far right brought unprecedented misery on Austria and other European countries in the past. And it is up to all European countries, including the new government of Austria, to make sure it does not do so again. And I just wanted to say that they're already attempting to boycott the Austrian government because those that's been elected are taking a harder stance against the illegal invasion. I mean, any country that openly declares that they're opposed to being overrun by invaders, well, they're racist, they're xenophobic, they're Islamophobic. All these terms come to bear on any country that just wants to protect its native population. Now, we've got here comes the real news, and I've got a clip. Hopefully, Sam, you can let me know. I haven't been able to do the email, but the Lois Lerner Specter clip is what I'm looking for. We can talk about it at the break. But listen to this: protest rage in Sweden after cops tell women to stay inside. Cops tell women to stay inside. Why did they tell the women to stay inside? To avoid, here it comes, wait for it, gang rapes. How would you like to, how do you wake up in the morning as the chief of police and tell your wife, you know, today I've got to make the proclamation to tell the women to stay indoors so they're not gang raped by these invaders that our sorry ass government has allowed to come in here and destroy the fabric of our society? How do you wake up and face a mirror? If you're a policeman in Sweden, do you have a gun? Are you in possession of a gun? I'm not sure. Here we go. This is coming in from the Daily Caller. Hundreds of protesters raged against Swedish police Tuesday after the nation's law enforcement warned women to stay inside or at least walk in pairs to avoid the slew of gang rapes that have plagued the country this fall. Police issued the warning Sunday after a 17-year-old was gang raped early Saturday morning in Malmo, Sweden, by an unknown number of attackers, the Daily Mail reported. The first of the series of rapes occurred on November 4th. And let me say here, I don't want you to get these confused because I've been doing these every week. I'm not doing the same rape. These are new rapes. These gang rapes are happening practically every week. I'm not reporting the same November 4th rape. I'm reporting numerous rapes. Followed by another just a week later, Malmo police have opened a preliminary investigation into the rape, and they have defended their comment, claiming the words are being taken out of context. And I remember 2 weeks ago I was playing the video in Sweden where, you know how here we have shop with a cop at Christmas for the underprivileged or whatever. Over there they have jog with a cop. You know, you don't have to be underprivileged. You just have to have female plumbing, or maybe male, who knows. And these gang rapers are loose in the streets. Just, you're just riding down the road. You look over, you know, look over on your left. Some women's being gang raped. Look over on your right. What is going on? I mean, it is like night is day, up is down, black is white. Where we live in a world where any society sits back and just takes having this of all things. I mean, there's not much other than just being, you know, massacred. There's not much worse than having invaders come in of a different race and just rape your women on the side of the streets, is there? I mean, what is the deal? It's about common sense. We're not warning people not to be outside, but to think twice and maybe not walk alone late at night and instead go with others. Or maybe just take a taxi. said Anders Nilsson, a Malmo police officer. Well, to take a taxi is not going to work. What, gang rapers won't gang rape you coming out of a taxi or while you're in the taxi? Maybe the taxi driver's a gang raper. Who knows? Despite their defense, however, Malmo police yielded to protesters Tuesday and retracted the statement. They can't even... They're so politically correct there, they don't know what to do. Sad. So sad. Coming up on a break, we'll be back in moments.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio trying to get it all together here today. And we're running down the story, protests rage in Sweden after cops tell women to walk in pairs. Now, this is some more of the news that the mainstream media dare not report. They do not want the people of America to realize the disastrous consequences that's taking place all through Europe, because this is exactly what would have absolutely happened under Hillary Clinton. That was the goal. And, you know, I'm not so certain. I mean, we shall see what happens under the Trump presidency. But Sweden's rape rate is among the highest in the world. Wow, that couldn't be any correlation. How could that be? This summer, a Swedish music festival decided to cancel its 2018 event due to the spree of rapes that took place at the event last year. Attendees reported 3 rapes and 22 sexual assaults by the festival's conclusion. And the festival's founder said he can no longer allow the festival to go on. How about that? 3 rapes and 22 sexual assaults. The country's immigrant rape problem has also escalated as it has taken in more and more refugees from the conflicts created by the United States and the Middle East. I added that. Sweden has also shown great reluctance to deport refugees and foreigners who have been convicted of rape. I won't even deport them. I mean, cucked out to the max. Only 13% of foreigners registered as Swedish residents found guilty of raping children between... Only 13% of foreigners registered as Swedish residents found guilty of raping children between 2010 and 2014 were even sent home! Well, Sweden, what you need is just more poison. All right, but how about this? Now, this is where it's going. This is insane. Listen to this. I've heard no one talk about this one. Headline, Sweden forced to raise retirement age to pay for mass immigration policy. Do you get that? Old Swedes, you're getting to pay for your young women to be raped and gang raped by Muslim men and foreign invaders. Man, the increasing cost, I'm reading directly, the increasing cost of population growth in Sweden, driven almost entirely by mass migration, have forced the government to seriously consider raising the national retirement age to pay for the additional cost. They're just saying it straight out. Swedish Socialist Party Finance Minister Magdalena Andersson, I guess they've got a woman as finance minister, announced that the retirement age would likely be raised in the near future in order to offset increased welfare costs, the Swedish newspaper Expressen reports. Looking at those who start working at age 30, there should be opportunities to work longer than 65, the finance minister said. The minister made her remarks following an economic report from the local authorities and county council released earlier this week. The report claimed that the welfare state would grow faster than revenue obtained through taxation due to the drastic rise of Swedish immigrant populations. Due to the influx of migrants during the migrant crisis and Sweden's growing birth rate, the population of the country has expanded faster than almost any other European country. So there you have it. I mean, it's so easily predictable. They create this mass invasion, which is all, you know, done by design. They destroy the fabric of these societies throughout these European countries. And then the native population is already funding this, but is going to be forced to work harder, you slave, you debt slave, to fund your own annihilation. And, you know, there's plenty of voices out here pointing this out, but yet it's still going on. They continue this. It is just amazing. It is mind-boggling to sit back and watch the destruction of Europe in such a fashion. And it's another testimony to the total impotency of any media in America to do anything like report reality to the American people. The American people are shadow boxing at enemies. They talk about liberals. They talk about Democrats. They talk about progressives. They talk about all these terms. They don't even know who they're fighting. They don't even know how they got here. They don't know what happened in World War I. They don't know what happened in World War II. All they know is we stay at war constantly. That half this population or better, I think, still believes that, you know, the biggest fear is terrorists from another country. That's how delusional and detached modern America is from reality. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I got a video we're going to play. And did you know Donald Trump commuted his first sentence? Who was it? News media didn't tell you. I'll tell you on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fam. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio running down some of the news this hour. Before we finish up on Sweden, I know I threw a lot at you there, but I wanted to remind you, this has all been told to us before. This should be of no surprise, and I know in this audience it's no surprise. I know I'm preaching to the choir in a large respect, but let's refresh our memories here at the end of 2017. Let's refresh our memories while we look at what's happening in Germany and in Great Britain and Sweden and the rest of Europe. And let's remember, we were all told this several years ago. Go ahead, Sam, and and play that video, if you would, for us, sir.
Such.
As we heard, there are people in Sweden who support Israel and have a deep sense of the injustice of the present situation. It's these people who give hope to those who still believe that things will get better here. One of them is Barbara Spector, a former American who made Aliyah and then, 10 years ago, with the help of the government of Sweden, set up a non-denominational institute of Jewish learning with the Greek name of Paideia, here in Stockholm. She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass, and that Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Wow, how about that? Why would Europe not survive without turning multicultural? Why did the Swedish government propel Barbara Lerner Spector to that position? How about just openly claiming that, you know, we're going to lead the way to destroying your nationalistic fabric and force multiculturalism down your throat and all of the non-benefits that comes with it, like having acid thrown in your face, having people gang raped on the side of the street, having trucks of love running people down in the street, getting your community to the point that you can't even have festivals because the Muslim men and Syrians and all the rest Africans that have been brought there are raping your women gang rape style. but this has all been told. This has all been told to us, and now we're seeing the results of it. And there's a whole bunch of super cucked out whites that go along with this ridiculous absurdity. And I, for one, think I really don't see anything changing, except at some point it's going to come down to probably a full blown revolution, possibly through Europe of some sort. I mean, it's either that or they're just going to suck it up and take it, one or the other. And I'm not sure which. Now, now here's one, you know, this one I found really, really interesting. This is the proof, yet again, that the mainstream media reports nothing of any. If this could have been used to criticize Donald Trump, of course they would have used it, and it could have been. It could have obviously been used to criticize Donald Trump. But this is a window of insight into how the media picks and chooses what it wants to program your mind with, because they have an agenda. What fits the narrative? Remember Trayvon Martin, how you got a play-by-play daily of that story, which it was no different story than what goes on in Winston-Salem about every Friday and Saturday night. But but that was, they picked that and they ran with it. Now, I used to get a channel over the air TV called the Justice Channel. I don't get it anymore. It's really pretty good, but it put on constantly like 1 hour shows about some type of criminal, usually, you know, a big time criminal of some sort. Well, they did a story, and me and my wife watched it. It's been several months ago, 6 or 7 months ago, and I actually made a comment on it on this broadcast about this show that I'd watched, and it there was a person named Shalom Rubuskin had committed all kinds of embezzling and all kind of financial shenanigans. I mean, immense financial shenanigans. And so the Justice Channel had done an hour-long TV show about this story about this criminal, because of the heights of what he had done was really, Well, you'll hear. Here we go. NewObserverOnline.com. Daily Stormer was only two that covered this that I was aware of. A rabbi charged with providing false identification to 389 illegal aliens so they could work in his kosher meat factory in Iowa, and who was convicted of 86 charges of financial fraud involving millions of dollars, has been, what's he been? Freed by U.S. President Donald Trump in another indication of his subservience to the right-wing Jewish lobby in America. Not Nettie a peep. Did I hear of this from the cuckold? I don't know if y'all, yeah, I'm talking about Lester Holt, but that's the only news I get, other than the internet. But did any of you, anyone out there, did you, you know, was this on any of the news? This was the very first sentence that Donald Trump commuted. Let's read on. The commuting of Shalom Rubiskin's 27-year prison sentence followed months of personal interventions to Trump made by the Shabbat Lubavitch community, of whom the swindling rabbi is a leading member and whose most prominent White House representatives is none other than, you guessed it, Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. According to a statement issued by the White House, the review of Rubishkin's case and the commutation decision was based on expressions of support from the members of Congress and a broad cross-section of the legal community. Wow. Apparently a bipartisan group of more than 100 former high-ranking and distinguished Department of Justice officials, prosecutors, judges, legal scholars have expressed concerns about the evidentiary proceedings of his sentence. In addition, more than 30 current members of Congress have written letters expressing support for review of Mr. Rubishkin's case. The White House statement continued, inadvertently revealing the extent of the control of the White House. So it goes on into the case. Homeland Security had raided the plant where it had 389 workers with fraudulent. He was hiring illegal aliens, practically solely. The labor fined him $10 million for wage violation. They said on conspiracy charges of harboring illegal immigrants, aiding and abetting aggravated identity theft. He was arrested on federal charges of bank fraud. The charges revealed that under his direction, millions of dollars that were supposed to be deposited in an account as collateral for a loan were fraudulently diverted to another account and were used to fraudulently increase the value of the agri-processors' accounts. That was his business. Money was diverted, allegedly ordered, he ordered the records of these transactions removed from company computers. The charges carried up to a 30-year term. So I just wanted to point this out. One, it's news that, you know, is not being reported anywhere else. It's the first sentence that is commuted, and I can't remember the name of that. I mentioned it on this broadcast. I had watched, I can't think of it, but it's on Netflix. And it's that story where that guy was in prison doing life, and then he was exonerated through DNA, and he got out. And the most bizarre situation ever come about, and they've got him back in prison. It looks all fabricated. It looks like a total frame. Well, look at that story right there. 30 members of Congress cares enough to worry about this situation, but nobody cares. Nobody cares about the couple that's in prison in Georgia, those flag waivers at Torres, gets 15 years mandatory for his truck breaking down on the side of the road, and a birthday party group can't leave him alone because he's flying some flags, and he has to pull a gun out. Doesn't shoot anybody, doesn't hurt anybody, doesn't assault anybody. 15 years in prison. Nobody's trying to commute his sentence. Congress doesn't care. The Senate doesn't care. The Jewish lobby doesn't care. So President Trump doesn't care. That's how it works. I mean, look at the contrast here. if Donald Trump, if you're wanting to look for injustices in the criminal justice system, you'll not get much done else at president because it's chocked full of them, brother. I've seen that firsthand. That's the first sentence you come up with, commuting? If that don't tell you where the power lies, if that don't tell you where their allegiance lies, if that don't tell you where the control is, and if that don't tell you what the agenda is, then you'll never connect the dots. I mean, just look at that. And then in a media that lives for criticizing Donald Trump, whether they have to make it up like a Russian dossier or whatever, doesn't matter, sky's the limit, any way to criticize him. CNN was even trying to criticize where some truck was parked blocking the golf cart course where he's playing golf for 2 days. But this they don't say a word about. This they don't criticize. They're like this. They're for this. This is their power being yielded, wielded, whatever. But I just wanted to throw that in because I thought that was interesting. But moving on, this came in from Zero Hedge. Top Russian general accuses U.S. of training ISIS at Syrian border base. Now, you know, several years ago I was doing a broadcast talking about we are ISIS, ISIS is us, we fund ISIS, we're for ISIS. And, you know, a lot of people back then didn't see it or disagreed with it. Well, the times have changed. Old people now, I mean, it's difficult for people's mind to process when they see images of Joe's plumbing truck. It's obviously, you know, I think that was a Ford, if I remember correctly, a Ford Super Duty. And it's made its way from Texas over to Syria, and ISIS has got a gun mounted on the back of it. And the other thing, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Every time they showed ISIS, all the equipment they had was American made. I mean, but now even Russian, top Russian generals, they all know. Now, I think everybody knows, except the majority of the American people. And even some of them are starting to know. But they care, I guess, is the question. Or what are they going to do about it? I mean, they've made foreign policy so ridiculous and absurd that I think the majority of the American people just kind of throw their hand up and say, you know, I can't interpret this. I can't figure out whose side who's on or what's happening. You know, none of it makes any sense. That's all by design. And the other thing is, you look at the world news at 6:30, whatever channel you choose, if you try to watch it, which I'm not recommending that you watch it because you won't learn nothing. But anyway, they don't even report on this or ISIS or what's happening in Europe or any of it. The world news is cucked out so much now as such a disinformation agent, you know, until they eliminate, by omission, they leave out some of the most important, pertinent information. And the other thing is, you know, I'm not standing on a soapbox criticizing, but I find it mind-boggling sometimes when I listen to a lot of the various radio, and they are doing the broadcast on what our line media says, not pointing out that it's a lie, or even though they'll say it's a lie or they don't believe it, but the reporting is on NBC or CNN or what Fox News is reporting. That's not a trustworthy source, and that includes Fox News. I mean, sometimes I have to use some Fox News, too, if it's like, you know, if say I was doing the story about Papa John's CEO having to step down after the, alt-right controversy or something. But for the most part, the real news, the real information is not coming from CNN or MSNBC or any of that. RT is good, but really European newspapers, those that are actually trying to expose the truth is some of the best sources. Now, if you go on into the story, from ISIS to U.S.-backed new Syrian army, they changed their spots, Russia alleges. Reuters report, the chief of the Russian general staff has States of hosting a training facility for ISIS fighters in Syria. Well, of course we did. Along the Syrian-Iraq border, Al-Taf base on Syria's southeast side has been under the control of the U.S.-backed New Syrian Army and their U.S. Special Forces advisors since the area was captured from ISIS. We just call ISIS the New Syrian Army. Listen, Syria is a sovereign country, has the same international rights, or supposedly, as any other sovereign country. It's ally is Russia. Russia has one military base outside its own country. It's in Syria. Putin has told us to leave. Assad has told us to leave. Assad is democratically elected. And yet we're over there portraying to the world this hypocrisy, this bold-faced lie that we're there trying to help the Syrian people. When that's the furthest thing from the agenda. We're there to create strife, to divide. We're there to create this immigrant crisis, which is a total fabrication. There's no elderly in those refugees. There's no youth. There's not even women. It's the epitome of cowardice to flee a war-torn area and leave your women and children and elderly behind. So the whole agenda is to put a military-aged insurgency into Europe to do exactly what they're doing. My God, he's just standing up. It's going to reach boiling point. But we'll talk about this. The other side of the break, got a couple more stories. Stay with me, listen to the Alternative Media Fair back in a moment.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio working with the new computer today, and everything's not going, well, not going quite as smooth as maybe I had hoped. So hopefully everything will be all right. We will carry on. Next hour, I got a couple news stories, got a clip I'm going to play. Then we'll take phone calls for the rest of the hour. But I wanted to get this in. Now, listen, this is Breitbart, and I know I'm harping on this a lot, and I'm not done harping on it yet, but listen, this is Breitbart News reported this. This past week, Brussels has said that Europeans must accept mass migration from the third world as the new norm. This is the new norm now. Warning that neither walls nor policies will allow any part of the EU to remain homogenous and migration free. How about that? Do you think more countries is going to start trying to get out of the EU? I don't know. Maybe it's too little too late. He goes on to say, now listen to this. It's time to face the truth. We cannot and will never be able to stop migration, writes EU Commissioner for Migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, whatever, in a piece for Politico published Monday entitled Europe's Migrants Are Here to Stay. Now, you know, obviously they could stop this, but they're a bunch of spineless cucks. That's why they don't stop it. They are part of the intentional destruction of total Western civilization. And not only are they doing it, they're not doing it behind the fence. They're not keeping it some secret. They're coming blatantly out and saying there will be no policies that will allow any part of the EU to remain homogenous and migration free. So, just as Barbara Lerner-Specter said, now you can see it all coming to fruition. You can see the destruction. You can see this recipe for multiculturalism is a dastardly lie. It doesn't bring about any vibrancy. It doesn't bring about, it's not your greatest strength, it's your greatest weakness. It's the opposite. You know, I had a clip, and I wished I had it to play. But it was where it started with Obama, and it went through as just one politician after another one saying diversity is our greatest strength. I mean, it had them all. It did, Republican, Democrat, it didn't matter. Republican, Democon, whatever. It had them all. We've actually, you know, that's a perfect example of the brainwashing, the repetitive brainwashing, the repeating it to people over and 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 over, like the news media has done, not just with television, but music, magazines, movies, constantly, billboards, on everything, constantly programming the mind that diversity is our greatest strength, when actually more diversity is the elimination of any cultural heritage or history, and that's all part of the recipe. And it's all right, we're coming up on the top of the hour. We'll come back, talk about it on the other side, be taking phone calls. You listen to the alternative media. Stay with me. Back in moments.
talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the